broadcasting to you from the other side, by which I mean the other side of Sheffield. This is Two Men and a Ghost.
Recording. This is the first time I've recorded something on my iPod, and I'm with Mike Canterbury. I'm Andrew Wooding, and we used to be Two Men and a Ghost, and we haven't done anything for about 3 years. And miracle of miracles, we've decided to. Well, you didn't bring your fedora, but we've decided to. Because that was your lucky charm, wasn't it? Doing ghost hunting was wearing your fedora hat.
It was.
Didn't work.
Oh, it never did. We used to constantly go out there seeking that which cannot be found.
And we never found it.
No, but I don't know if it was a counter effect of the fedora, to be honest. But once fedora, never forgotten.
No, so, well, you're experimenting now without the fedora. But
absolutely.
We've both sort of decided to have adventures again. And so we've decided to retrace our steps. Other people retrace the steps of Scott of the Antarctic. We're retracing our steps of all the ghosts we never found 3 or 4 years ago. So we've just been to Meadowhall and recreated our first meeting where you decided... Well, you put the proposal to me that we start doing ghost hunting.
We did. In fact, amazingly, we actually ate the same sandwiches that we ate over 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Or more. Well, it'd be more, actually.
They
really
cost a bit more now, don't they?
Yes, but they actually had put them to one side for us to eat.
Yeah, yeah. They tasted awful.
Yeah, they looked a bit mouldy, but we wanted to relive the experience.
Well, we're a bit mouldy.
I am indeed.
Yeah, that's right.
I am indeed. So I have mouldy bits.
Right, yeah. Well, it's that's why we're not doing video this time.
No, I won't show anybody my mouldy bits.
We're doing radio, so
absolutely.
But we've just had fun recreating our first trip to Stocksbridge. We're in a lay-by at the moment, actually in Stocksbridge. After about an hour driving up and down the M1, going backwards and forwards, we kept going on roundabouts. They've moved it, yeah.
They moved it. The ghosts still exist.
They've moved Stocksbridge.
Absolutely. They knew we were coming.
And now you've run out of petrol. Your fuel gauge has gone ding.
Absolutely.
So.
You see, what happened was we tried to con these guys. They were looking out for the fedora. And then suddenly, you know, we said, no, we'll get there. You know, we'll hide the fedora. But no, here we are on the famous or infamous Stocksbridge bypass.
And we're looking for this angry monk. Who is supposedly a ghost here. We didn't find him 3 or 4 years ago, and we're not going to find him now, but we're going to look, aren't we?
We're looking. In fact, we're looking as we speak. We're looking right now. We're looking, and we haven't seen anything.
We're actually in the lay-by. We're looking at the back of a... looks like a removals van or something,
yes,
with the door open.
He might be inside it, for all we know.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, we do have some interesting stories.
Do we?
I mean, this thing about the Stocksbridge ghost, the Stocksbridge monk, mad monk, however you wish to term him, has gone on for many, many years. I mean, we're going back to, this really started or came to the view of the public some years ago on a TV show, didn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
It's still on YouTube. Was it Michael Aspel? Was the host?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Right. And it was, I believe it was some guys who were like security men who had been told that there were some children playing by some pylons. And when they went to investigate, they could see kind of like the outline or shape of these kids who were dressed in like Victorian clothing. And they were singing a song that, if I'm really honest, I can't stand it, but never mind. The Ring a Ring of Roses song. The connotations and everything I always find a bit ghostly anyway, but still. But then, when they were about to get back in the vehicle, this very tall figure, dressed in like a monk's garb, came rather violently, started banging harshly on the car.
Yeah.
And they had to get out of there really quick. They were scared. And they did investigate it. They were prepared to put their reputation on the line, and most sane people wouldn't do that, but these guys did see something. I mean, if you permit me, another quick story, but still, you know, appropriate to this case, is that a good friend and colleague, this gentleman, he was driving down here one night, and he was in his van, and he saw, it was on him and another car further along the road, and suddenly the car started to swerve, and he kept a watchful distance. He didn't want to be involved in an accident, but he could see the driver was in trouble. Anyway, the car pulled into a lay-by. Might have been this lay-by, who knows? And when he pulled up behind, he went to see if the driver was okay, and it was a young one. And the young woman was very upset, crying. She was very scared. And he asked, you know, what was wrong? Because I know this guy pretty well. He's a very helpful sort of bloke. Anyway, he said, what was wrong? And she said, didn't you see him in the car? And he looked in the car, and there was nobody there. And she said, look, I was driving along.
It was the monk again, wasn't it?
Absolutely. The temperature in the car dropped dramatically, and she suddenly, in her peripheral vision, could see someone seated next to her. And she obviously, understandably, freaked. Who wouldn't? Pulled into the side of the road, and of course the character had gone, the temperature started to climb back up again. But there's been lots of cases where cars have either had gauges go and be affected, and cars, you know, things wouldn't start up again, or
well, when we first did it, the first night we did it, your speedometer just stopped working.
The speedo packed in, and in fact, it stalled, didn't it? About two
and you said your car never stalled, and
no,
then
it never did.
That evening.
Very reliable car at that point, and it never stalled ever. And I remember it stalling a couple of times. But equally, there's one case of a guy on a motorbike who he was riding, and his engine on the bike cut out. And he had to kind of like cruise into the side and try and get it started again. And he only kicked in when he managed to get it away from a specific area of this. So, who knows?
So how come everyone else in Yorkshire is seeing this monk and we haven't?
I don't know. I don't know if it's something to do with the fedora.
It could be.
I don't know if really... You know, I kind of figure that the times when we have been kind of like in our own involved world doing other things, that at that point in life that the old monk himself has been roaming up and down here, and as soon as he knew we were going to turn up, he went, switched the signs and put something else up in that place.
And that's why you've been driving up and down the M1 for an hour, and you've run out
great,
of
petrol. Hasn't it? Yeah, it's great. Thanks, Mark.
That's proof that
absolutely.
The ghost exists. We found a ghost.
Absolutely. He
Yay!
Has taken away our petrol.
Yeah.
The creep.
I know.
Now the question is, will the car start?
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, now that would give evidence.
It helps, actually. The lay-by right in front of us is an SOS phone, so we could get towed away, couldn't we?
Excellent. Shall I start it and hope for the best?
Oh.
Here we go. Bingo.
It worked.
Maybe we've run him over. Aha! There's no spirits in us, I'll have you know. But no, we've always been grateful for in times past when how many people have looked in on a lot of the old reports. Whether
yeah, why?
Yeah, why did you do it? No, a lot of podcasts and a lot of the videos we did. Do look in on them, by the way. They're still relevant, they're still insane.
Just Google Two Men and a Ghost on YouTube or the podcast. Or even the old blog entries are still there.
Yes. If you, in fact, we're going to throw out a thing to you right here and now. If you want to see us return in full vigour, even wearing our underclothes again, if you want us to see you doing that,
yeah, we are naked.
We're fully naked as we sit here.
Yeah.
In fact, there might be a police car coming past any second.
I know.
They'll arrest him because he's doing an impression of a teapot. But anyway,
I've got one of my socks on. So.
But if you want us to get back into doing Two Men and a Ghost on the blog as well, our trusty old blog, do drop us a line. It would be great to hear from you, and
yeah.
we really value it genuinely and really appreciate it.
Where do we get them to drop us a line? I forgot. Have we got an email address?
Hold on a minute. We did have. Well, the best thing to do, it was HTTP, almost has two dot things and strokes.
That's a colon.
Oh, yeah.
A slash a slash.
Why do you want a drink?
Yeah.
And then it's two men and a ghost. blogspot.com.
That's right. Leave a comment there. Leave a
yeah.
comment at our blog, and we'll be more prepared next time with
Absolutely.
The email and stuff like that. So,
yes.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with this? Are we putting it on Facebook or what?
Sure, yeah, I'll promote it on Facebook.
Oh, that's
so,
a good idea.
Yeah. So feel a bit spaced out. I think it's that those mouldy Subway sandwiches, wasn't it?
Yeah, we shouldn't have said Subway, should we?
Oh, crumbs! Are we going to get sued?
Yeah.
Those mouldy Greg Sam... No, that's
no,
not good either.
No, they were from a company called... No, I told you got it wrong.
Harry Ramsden.
No, we went to a company called Waysub.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Waysub.
Yeah.
Not affiliated with Subway.
Not at all, they're not.
Yeah. They make the sandwiches upside down.
Absolutely. We went to Waysub.
Yeah.
And
instead of the top bit of bread being on the top, they put the top bit of bread on the bottom.
That's the one.
Waysub.
Yes, absolutely. We're still going to get sued, you know that, don't you?
Yeah.
I know.
So, do you reckon we're going to find this monk?
Well, why not? There's every possibility. I mean, let's face it. You know, I mean, look at it outside. I mean, it's pitch black. We can't see hand in front of us. And, you know, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's radio. It's 3 a.m.
You know, why not?
It's really, really dark.
I'm scared.
It's not 9:30 in midsummer and still really, really bright at
all. No, don't
you
believe it?
Yeah.
Don't you believe it? And all you good people out there, you know, who might be in other parts of the world and that, no, we do have ghostly evenings here.
Yeah.
You know, it's typical England.
Yeah.
But no, you're lucky.
This is a haunted spot.
Absolutely. Seriously, this is actually one of the most haunted spots in this area.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know
what
why.
What, this lay-by?
Possibly.
Your car?
Well, I think it is, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But, I mean, the thing is, a lot of strange things do happen to go on. We will, by the way, we've decided that we're going to visit, there's our pun, we're going to visit Old Haunts. do look in on our blog, because if there's any old places that we have already
visited... We're 3 years older, we don't have any ideas, so we just... We're just going to revisit all the old places.
Yeah, well, we're 3 years older, though. Aren't the ghosts 3 years older?
Actually, yeah. In the ghostly realm.
Yes.
Does time exist?
Do you think they have birth dates?
Yeah, maybe.
And candles.
Yeah. Can they blow out the candles?
It depends how they died.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if they had a terrible accident.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that TV show, you know, The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Well, some of the zombies have, like, the lower jaw missing and stuff like that. Sorry if you're about to have a late meal or something, you know, but...
So that means they could never have a birthday cake.
That's right. They could never blow out their own candle.
That's terrible.
It's starting to get sad, is this?
Yeah.
You know, I'm starting to feel emotional.
Maybe every time we do a journey, we'll take a birthday cake.
Oh... Well, look, why not? For all we know, it might be the monk's birthday today.
Yes.
So why don't we sing happy birthday to him?
How old would he be?
Oh, good few hundred years. Good few hundred years.
Okay.
Are you ready?
So happy 569th birthday to the Stocksbridge Bypass monk.
Yes. Okay, and you out there listening to this, please join in. Are we ready? On the count of three.
Yep.
One. Two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Stockbridge. The old monk.
The ghost.
Of Stockbridge. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. You know, Mike, we're wasted.
I know, and we haven't even drunk.
Well, that's the end of our first reunion podcast.
Yes,
and
indeed.
As you can hear, it was well worth it.
Our cast is now podded.
That's right. Ouch. Bye.
Bye.
Broadcasting to you from the other side, by which I mean the other side of Sheffield. This is Two Men and a Ghost.